Charleston Mountain Lions. Right now, they don't want to be shut out. That's their second of the half, and their sixth in the game. Well, they're giving Charleston the ball, and they are giving them a first down at their 22-yard line. First and 10 for the Lions on their 22, straight T backfield. Hand it off to one of the running backs, and Beckley is there to clobber him for no gain. Again, Jesse Bandy's side of the line. He is there, and Prunesti is there on the bottom at linebacker. And Fred Wooten is up too. Eagles have, again, been outstanding defensively. They have really done the job, especially at the beginning of the game when Charleston took the opening kickoff on their 22 and advanced it to our 20 before we forced them to cough it up on downs. Wooten comes out of the ball game now. We'll get his replacement in a minute. Here's Charleston now. They hand it. Nope. Looking to throw. Firing. They're rushing the quarterback. He gets out of it somehow. Now they're going to sack him. They sack him down at the 25-yard line. He got out of three or four sacks that time. And finally, Simmons was there to get him. Prunesti was there and Radford was there. Beckley's got a bunch of new people. Let's see some more. 48 is Leroy Sorrells. We've told you about Simmons, and well, Gillen is still in there. McGee is in there, and Hatcher, Questenberry, Radford, Robinson is still in there, and Swinger is still in there, and Bandy. I think that's 11. 3:25 to play. Charleston third down and 7 on their 25, looking with a halfback's option throw, and Wright's firing a wobbly one, and it's going to be intercepted by Questenberry at the 45, and he's taken there. Glenn Questenberry takes that little cream puff that was fired by Wright. He just sort of reared back and threw it with all his might, and that's why he is not a quarterback. And Beckley, again, had that one diagnosed beautifully, and the Eagles have the last 3 minutes of the ball game to run out the clock and try to keep those goose eggs on the boards, Speed Culicerto says. 21-0, Eagles. Two TDs in the second period and one in the third have been the scoring tonight for Beckley. Culicerto is quarterbacking. Bunch of new white jerseys in there. Pitch it out to Ross. He turns the right corner. Gets to the 40. On his feet at the 35. Dives to the 33. Maybe the 32. Out of bounds on the far side in front of the Beckley bench. Mike Ross wearing number 86. Carrying the ball that time for the Beckley Flying Eagles. The sophomore has done so very well. You know, a lot of these people we're telling you about now play on the junior varsity squad. And that JV team has won 4 out of 5 games they have played so far this year. They only lost their opening game to the Marsh Fork Varsity. And since then, they have been victorious. The next JV game is at East Bank on Monday. All right, Culicerto has Beckley set on the Charleston 32. Rolling to the left, rolling, looking to throw. Now he's going to be in trouble, and he eats the ball at the 35. And he is clobbered by 3 Charlestonians. Culicerto has dropped back. He was pounded pretty badly there. Clock ticks away, 2:35 to go in the ball game. Woodrow Wilson wrap-up will follow our broadcast tonight. Tomorrow we'll have Pigskin Parade starting at 10 minutes after 9. All of the Pigskin action for you, high school, college, and pro. The World Series Game 1 tomorrow afternoon at 1, and then Virginia Tech and the Virginia Cavaliers football tomorrow afternoon late. All right, Beckley looking to throw. Culicerto rolling back, pumping long, and he's got a man at the 10. He hits him there at the 5, complete. And a fumble now. Charleston recovers at the 3-yard line. But Beckley hit Anderson. Anderson caught the ball, tried to get an extra 2 yards. The ball popped loose, and Charleston got it back. 2:05 to play. Well, those are the breaks. The Eagles would have liked an extra score, but Charleston gets it after another Beckley fumble, I believe our fourth of the night, and we've lost them all. And the Lions will be in operation on their 4-yard line. Rick will have all the stats for you in our post-game wrap-up. Beckley 21, and the Kanawha Countyans nothing.